Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So you guys tell me how this sounds to you. A lot of people are, getting back into it here. The first full work week of 2020. Finland has introduced a 4-day work week.
Love it for them.
And only 6 hours a day.
Oh. I renounce my U.S. citizenship, and I am now moving to Finland.
So let's say 4 by 6, that is a total of 24 hours a week.
God, that's the dream.
And that is a full-time gig for you. So Finland's new prime minister has introduced the flexible working schedule in the country that would include a 4-day work week, 6 hours a day. She is the second youngest head of government in the world and said it would allow workers to spend more time with their families. In Finland,
yes.
Currently it's normal to work 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. In November, though, Microsoft in Japan took a bold move in a bid to improve work-life balance by introducing a 3-day weekend for their employees. And the results showed that productivity went up a staggering 39.9%.
Because if you think about it, 6 hours in a, 9-hour workday, it's really all you're truly doing. I feel like sometimes you're messing around on your...
Who's really working 6 out of 9 hours?
Well, that's what I'm kind of saying. Out of 9 hours a day, you're really kind of you're going to lunch and you're talking with your coworkers.
If most people just buckled down and did all of their work in a 40-hour work week, and that's on the low end for many people, you could probably get it all done in 20 hours. If that.
Yeah, but I mean, imagine if you came into work, you worked for 3 hours, you went to lunch for an hour, and you came back and you worked for 3 more hours, and you were done, and every single weekend was a 3-day weekend.
That's
the dream.
The problem is, hard work is admirable. It certainly is. But the reason technology exists and we've moved forward as a society isn't to, break our backs constantly to feed some nameless corporation that doesn't give a damn about you. This is the future that it should be, to be able to spend more time with your family, the more time doing other things. Now that we don't have to, there's the ability to have things automated. We're not out in the on the farms every single day trying to grow enough food so we can eat and make it through the winter.
That the market is supposed to work for us? We're not supposed to work for the market?
Finland's got it
what
down.
What a strange idea.
It is pretty damn amazing. But also, I would have to say... we're gonna have to cut that back down to 20. 24 is too much.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna need to be 20.
All right, got it. So the CEO of Apple, this poor guy. Speaking of having to work really hard,
Tim Apple, the CEO of Apple.
Tim Cook took a pay cut in 2019. Only walked off with $125 million.
How is he gonna sleep at night?
Down from $136 million the previous year.
I'm sure he's stressed out.
Yeah,
so bad.
Last month,
stock options go up. Is that what happened?
Oh, yeah. That's just base salary. That doesn't include all the bonuses.
So
he defended monopolies in businesses, not saying it's not a problem as long as their position is not abused. He also said whether firms are overstepping the mark should be decided by regulators and not CEOs. He did say that Apple does not have a monopoly in any sector.
They don't.
I don't think they do.
They don't. Not at all. I mean, they don't even have the biggest share of cell phones.
Yeah.
Obviously the iPhone is probably the most coveted by many people out there, but they, as far as market share goes, LG, Samsung make up way more than what Apple has overall.
Did you catch PC. The Golden Globes when Ricky Gervais said that Apple's operating sweatshops over in China when Tim Cook was in the audience?
Oh,
awkward.
So
Brave. I'm here for that. Same with your chest.
I mean, Ricky Gervais, if you didn't watch the Golden Globes, did not give a damn.
Well,
it was actually pretty good. Actually a pretty good award show.
So you don't use any Apple products, Ricky Gervais? So do your Nikes. So do anything that comes from China.
Nikes made in China.
He just liked it for the shock value because he was in the audience, sure.
I don't think Tim Cook's a bad guy. I don't.
No,
I think he's inept compared to Steve Jobs, but I don't think he's a bad guy.
So Uber and Lyft pushing back as California aims to make contract workers employees. So a new law went into effect in California. It's supposed to make it harder for companies to hire workers as contractors, but gig companies like Uber and Lyft and food delivery platforms like Postmates are refusing to reclassify their fleet of drivers as employees.
I love that California's dropping an elbow on them on this, because if you are working 40-plus hours a week for a company, you're an employee, plain and simple. Pay what you have to do. Otherwise, you're exploiting people so you can make money. There's a reason you know, like at least with the cab companies, and don't get me wrong, that plenty of cab companies are corrupt and crooked in their own right, but at least there's like a method to the madness, so you know what you're getting into. You know, one of the biggest problems with Uber, I think, is the lack of background checks that are currently happening. Mm-hmm. What goes into that, and it's dangerous for people to get in cars. So I don't have any love for either of those companies, and I like seeing states like California step up and do something that actually matters to like force their hand. Same thing that they did with the NCAA. Like, you know, if the market isn't going to do it, make the government do it. Like, get these people paid. They're working hard for you.
And finally, after this weekend, everyone is saying the dynasty is dead in New England. The Patriots are going to be no more. Tom Brady loses, and he throws an interception on his very last pass.
Oh, no.
That wasn't his fault, that interception.
Okay, no, but a dynasty doesn't necessarily mean it's over in one season. Or is there rumors and talk that he's going to be shifting from the
He may Mets. Leave the Patriots, yeah. Yeah.
But here's the thing. I don't think, you know, Tom Brady is a great quarterback, the most winning Super Bowl quarterback in the history of
the
world.
He's the greatest of all time.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily. But I don't think that Tom Brady did that all by himself. I think Bill Belichick is the architect there. And, you know, let's just imagine if Tom Brady would have retired 2 years ago and they would have kept Jimmy Garoppolo.
So the real thing is it had nothing to do with the Patriots. It's Derrick Henry, this running back for the Tennessee
Titans.
Best
running back in the league right now.
Have you seen the video of him when he was in high school?
No.
He was about the same size when he was in high school.
260 pounds?
It's like 245 pounds of just pure beef. And he had multiple 6-touchdown games when he was in high school.
Unbelievable.
I mean, there's video of him. You should probably Google it. I mean, he's running down the field, and there's literally people just bouncing off of him. Now, that also happened in the game against the Patriots when, you know, arguably the best defense in the NFL.
Yeah.
But it looks like a man amongst toddlers. It is hilarious.
I love watching those videos. Even whenever they are toddlers, though, when they just are trucking over.
That's really what it looks like. There's all these poor little kids running up trying to tackle this guy who's like 250 pounds. Just drop kicking him.
Toddlers versus the mascots. And when the mascots go too hard.
Oh, my God. There's a toddler versus mascots?
Oh, you've never seen
that?
No.
Gotta find it.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's so good. But, yeah I don't think, you know, I'm no Patriots fan by any stretch of the imagination.
If Tom Brady is done there,
be done overall.
But if he is done, what an incredible run.
I mean, yeah, without a doubt. You can't take anything away. And, again, I feel like the architect is Bill Belichick. And until Belichick's done, it's, you know, the Patriots are still going to be a player in the AFC. Even in a bad season, you still made the playoffs.
I bet how many teams wish
they made their how many teams wish they would have made the playoffs this season?
Yeah.
I don't know, about what, 26 or 22?
Just
other
so
teams?
Unbelievable to think that the Patriots actually had a down season. Man. And a down season includes still making the playoffs.
I'm happy as a Chiefs fan because we're not playing them this week.
Yeah.
So that's good news.
Who are you guys playing this week?
Who are we playing? We're playing Houston.
Yeah.
We whoop Houston's ass in the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
And I'm rooting against Houston with every ounce of my body.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney, what's the next world record you want to beat? Like, is it something with eating this time, or are you going to stick to the physical stuff?
Message deleted.
So the last one that he attempted was to break the record number of number 2 pencils across his forehead in, how long was it? Was it a minute?
A minute.
And how many did you get through?
Like 40?
40-something? Yeah.
Something like that.
Still
fell short.
Do you have anything that...
I'm not a big fan of... the physical activity. So I want to see how little work I could actually do and still remain employed. That's my next world record.
How long have you been working at this?
I mean, not very long. Because that would defeat the purpose.
we all know that Mahoney has no initiative. Ian's going to have to force him into this. Like, the whole, like, breaking the pencils on his forehead, not Mahoney's idea. He's willing to participate. He's always down.
Mm-hmm.
But Ian's going to have to dream it up.
He took it too far, though. He wasn't supposed to break them over his head. They were just supposed to be broken. He was the one who initiated
head.
No, he's the one who initiated that. He wanted to do it over his head.
The video showed the guy doing it with his head, the world record, though.
It's breaking the pencils, okay. But you just wanted to do it with your head. I don't know if you
made yourself bleed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bleed my own blood.
So, Ian, do you have any bright ideas?
No, not at this point. Especially after that little rant he just went on right there. I don't think he's going to want to do anything.
Well, I told you what I want
to
do.
Don't listen to what he said.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm pretty sure he's concussed.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do any of you have strange routines throughout your days? I have a weird one on Wednesdays. I always have to have guacamole while watching Wheel on Wednesdays. I must have done it so many weeks in a row that it just stuck.
Message deleted.
So is this guy asking if we do, so he does like guacamole Wednesdays, is like spaghetti Tuesdays. Is that what his question was?
Like,
or
taco Tuesdays?
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
No, I don't have a specific meal order, if that's what the question was. I couldn't really understand
what
he was trying to ask.
Well, look at somebody like, who was it? I was reading that Kirk Cousins has his entire day, every day, planned out in 15-minute increments.
15 minutes? Huh. That's dramatic. I love a good plan, though.
Like, how crazy is that? Like, to have your entire day.
Did he pencil in win in overtime? Because if not, the entire thing got screwed up.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I had it down for the game. I didn't know we were going to overtime.
This messes the whole thing up.
That throw in overtime was the best throw of his career.
Yeah.
Unreal.
That just made the $84 million worth it.
Yep.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So listen to this. 2 in 5 adults can't fix a single household problem without Google.
Okay, so we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people in this room.
Four people in this room.
Where did you get 5?
I might be developing some type of mental side schizo thing going on here. I am two people.
We've got 4 people on this show.
1 in 4 can't count.
Which one is it?
Me, right here.
So we have 4.
But I also can't.
We're close to that statistic that they're pushing out.
Yeah, because I can't. I know you said you can't.
I mean, honestly,
I think the real story here is that 3 in 5 can.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what are you talking about? If something goes wrong, I mean, changing a light bulb or like an air filter or a battery, and all that stuff is basic, right? Like, that doesn't take any extra work.
Some fire detectors are a pain in the ass to change a battery in.
Okay. Are you having some some memories from not too long ago?
And or the carbon monoxide ones, and it's important to do it right, Dave. So Googling it, I feel like we just changed the headlight in my wife's car. What did we do? We Googled how to do it just to make sure that we were doing it right.
Wow,
this is talking about like common household problems. Like, okay, can you guys patch drywall?
No.
I mean,
well, maybe.
I could, but I would still watch a video.
Yeah.
Just to make sure.
I could do it, but you're right, Mahoney. I wouldn't say confidently.
I want to do it right.
I want to do it the Bob Vila way.
Fix a running toilet?
No way.
Yeah, you just pull the thing up.
Yeah, I just kind of finagle it.
Jiggle it around.
What about things like installing a drywall anchor?
I don't know what that is.
It's like that if you're hanging pictures and stuff.
I just put a nail on the wall.
Well, okay, so this is basically just a thing that's bigger than a screw that goes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and
it?
And
no.
Just, inside. It's like a molly.
Isn't that what they're called, mollies or something?
Are they?
I don't know. I thought they were called mollies.
I think that's what you take at EDC. I don't know. unclog a drain?
Yes.
Yeah,
that one's easy.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so there's some things that you guys are able to do.
Can you
find a stud in the wall?
Other than yourself, do
you ever do that? When you're at the house with your wife and you got the stud finder and you're like, oh, beep, 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 all found me.
I thought you knocked.
Yeah.
Is that not it?
You can knock too.
Oh.
I'm not mad at, like, I mean, again, the reason why I know a lot of the older generation is like this current generation and these young kids don't know how to do anything. Well, they don't know how to do anything because you never taught them how to do anything. That's how the history of human knowledge has been passed down generation to generation. The only reason you know how to do something is because somebody taught you how to do something. So I feel like trying to like crap on somebody because they're using Google to learn something.
Could you hang a ceiling fan?
No.
No.
I could, but I've had help.
Okay. All right.
Like, I would Google it, too, though, because it's like, which wire does what?
I feel like I'm kind of proud of myself for being able to do these things, but I feel like somebody's going to go, okay, boomer, to me.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I feel like I've also been taught some of these things. It's just never got, like, retained. It was never a repetitive thing.
Yeah.
I feel like repetition really does matter. Like, how many times have I ever learned how to change my car tire? Maybe twice.
Yeah.
I can change a car tire.
Last time the tire on your car popped, you had another man stop.
Another guy stopped and said, hey, I'll do that for you. I said, sure, why not?
He saw this damsel in distress on the side of the road. He's like, I'm going to help this chick out.
Sure.
He's like that guy in Atlanta just trying to get some.
I was showing some leg.
Did it work?
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Don't be mad because I'm just smarter.
This is a pretty unbelievable number. U.S. homeowners spend an average of $10,000 a year on repairs.
Oof. The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents, Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout?
Maggie is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show for Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout? Good morning, Maggie. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Excellent. Are you ready to challenge Mahoney today, and are you smarter?
I am so ready.
Tell us about your education.
Well, I hail from the Community College North Shore out of Scottville, Michigan, with my Applied Science Associate's degree.
An Applied Science Associate's degree. So better than Mahoney, you got the Associate's degree. Do you feel confident today that you're going to be able to beat him, and are you smarter?
I feel pretty confident.
Both of you are going to be asked the same five questions. There is no pass today. If you get as many or more correct than Mahoney, you win today. Simple as that, okay?
Perfect.
Turn your phone down, or turn us down, because it sounds like Charlie Brown's talking. Charlie Brown's teacher talking to us.
All right. Mahoney, if you'd be so kind, please leave.
Oh, my God.
Leave the room.
Dropping. Oh, you're going to ruin your...
He just dropped his headphones.
Yeah.
It's a good start to 2020 for Mahoney.
All right, there you go.
Again, best of luck to you today. There's a total of five questions. There is no pass. Best of luck to you, okay? Here we go with question number one. What state lies south of Georgia?
Florida.
Florida is correct on the word of thorn. Well done. Question number two. What is the top number of a fraction called?
Numerator.
The numerator is correct.
Nice.
Yes, two for two, Maggie.
All right.
Applied Sciences whooping that ass.
Yeah.
What color starts first in chess?
What color starts first in chess?
Yes.
I don't play chess. What's the black and white, so white.
White is correct, yeah.
There we go.
Wow.
Three for three. Crushing. What town in Massachusetts did the witch trials take place in 1892? Salem is correct. Four for four.
Are you a genius?
I'm fine.
No, great question, though.
Fifth and final question. How long is a fortnight?
2 weeks.
Bam.
Wow. You answered everything that I was curious about whenever I was taking women's lit in college. I was reading Jane Eyre, and every other word was a fortnight. And I was like, what is a fortnight?
is
it tomorrow? Is it the next day? Okay, it's 2 weeks.
50 years
from
now? All right.
Thank you. I've been very curious.
All right, Mahoney has re-entered the room. Welcome back, Mahoney. Best of luck to you. There is a total of five questions today. You have to get more correct than Maggie.
No pass?
There is no pass. Question number one, what state lies south of Georgia?
Florida.
Okay. yeah. Florida.
The ponder on
your
face.
You should have seen the look on his face. Like, the soul just left his body for a moment.
Geography's hard. It's okay.
I don't recognize any former Confederate states.
Question number two, what is the top number of a fraction called?
Numerator.
Numerator is?
Wow, correct. Guys.
Yeah, two for two.
Impressive.
Question number three, what color starts first in chess?
White.
White is correct, yes.
Your white knight.
What town in Massachusetts did the witch trials take place in 1892?
Salem.
Salem
like
is...
Like the cigarettes.
Like the cigarettes. Okay.
Remember those? You know your grandma smoked them.
Yeah, mine smoked Virginia Slims.
You got four out of five. You're doing great.
She was a classy lady. Did she have one of those...
No, she didn't. The things that, like, held the cigarettes.
Yeah, the cigarette holder.
Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah.
Cruella DeVille.
Yeah. Those need to make a comeback.
Yeah. Like, they're so classy.
They
so elegant.
Yeah, that's right.
Wear it with your smoking gloves.
No, you're an influencer will hear you.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Final question for you. How long is a fortnight?
2 weeks.
2 weeks is correct.
Knowledge? I have no clue. It's 2 weeks.
Here. So both of you got all five correct, believe it or not.
That's right, Maggie. Deal with it.
That means that Maggie wins.
Yes,
she does.
Yes, it counts as a win.
She tied me. She tied me. I got every question right.
She's a genius.
Tie goes to the caller.
She did it faster than you, though. So she did answer it very quickly.
Yeah. She's far more pleasant than you.
Takes me longer to finish. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.
The quiz, you idiots. God, you're nasty. Y'all nasty.
All right.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So for those of you that are big fans of the NFL, this is just coming down this morning. Jay Glazer is reporting that we all know Jason Garrett is out as the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
He gone.
Mike McCarthy, former head coach of the Green Bay Packers, they have agreed to terms.
Good luck.
So he is the new head coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
You them boys, right?
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So who hasn't been here before? You go out, you're having some fun, maybe you're gambling a little bit, you're at a local casino, and everyone's having a good time, and then you realize, yeah, I've probably gone a little bit overboard here.
Well, when you have to call the bank to get your...
To up your limit.
Yeah, your withdrawal limit for the day. That's when you might want to go, maybe not even the first time, but on the second call.
On the second call, when the person on the other end who has no idea who you are or what you're doing goes, are you sure?
You sure about that?
You're like, don't shame me. This guy, a very unlucky gambler at a casino in Canada, lost $260,000 during two visits. And he is now suing Caesars up in Canada, saying that he should never have been allowed to place the wagers in the first place. Mm-hmm. My man, that is not how it
what
works.
What is he calling? Is he saying that he wasn't of sound mind?
Was he drunk?
No, he's saying
influence?
That he has a compulsive gambling addiction as well as an alcohol addiction. And because of those two things, he should have been banned from the casinos for disruptive behavior, but he was not. And so he is saying that because they didn't ban him and stop him from gambling, that he should be only returned his $260,000, but also get $500,000 in punitive damages.
Oh, my gosh. So what are they wanting?
He's the victim now.
Yes.
He's wanting them to do, background checks on everybody or, what? They just let everybody and anybody in those doors.
There is a long-standing tradition. Yes, a lot of people get really drunk and they make bad decisions, but that's not just in casinos. That's everywhere in life. So now you're going to start suing it. You're going to start suing
your local pub
if you get drunk and hook up with somebody that you didn't want to.
Sue Budweiser because you had one too many Bud Lights.
Right. Get out of here.
I mean, there could be a case maybe if he had put out maybe had his attorneys contact these casinos and say, hey, do not allow this guy into the casino. He's got a drinking and a gambling problem.
Or if there's evidence of him telling a pit boss that hey, I really shouldn't be here.
But even that is all just very sketchy to begin with. Personal responsibility is a thing, even if you are an addict.
There are steps.
Yeah. There are.
He is saying that the casino overserved him alcohol and encouraged his gambling while intoxicated, which is
Oh, so they did their job.
Which is what every casino does.
Okay.
So this is, when you're out having fun and you realize, I'm having too much fun? I think this is the limit for this guy when it comes to having a little bit too much fun. Louisiana authorities are perplexed as to why a man left a designer bag holding drugs, a gun, cash, and a digital scale inside of a convenience store. So a man went into the store early Thursday, put his Louis Vuitton and Gucci bags on a chair, and then just left.
He offered
the employee $100 to, quote, keep his bag. The worker declined, and the man walked out without the bags. A customer later pointed out that one of them had a handgun in it, which turned out to be stolen. It also had cash and a digital scale and a bunch of drugs.
Coming to pick that up?
That's the thing. I think maybe you reached your point, buddy, where you're having a little bit too much fun.
Well, this guy's judgment is certainly in question and to begin with, because you don't mix Louis and Gucci.
Yeah,
you can't. No, I mean, you stick with when I travel, do I take all my Louis? Do I mix in the
your
Samsonite?
Gucci with your
do I mix in my Samsonite with my Louis Vuitton? No, I do not. No.
No.
I'm a classy son of a bitch.
Full on Louis on Louis.
I have my people carry my trunks, my Louis trunks, and drop them off.
And you roll your Samsonite yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
Man of the people over here.
As I fly Southwest. Yeah. Spirit. And the big front seat.
Southwest. I have a first class. I loaded on first.
The fake first class in South Spirit Airlines.
That big front seat is big. Don't hate.
So deputies are looking at an incident in West Monroe, Louisiana, on New Year's Day. According to the report, a 9-year-old said his father, Chad Kinnard, had been overindulging in alcoholic beverages and got angry when the 9-year-old boy drank the last Dr. Pepper. And so in retaliation, he pulled out a gun and threatened to shoot his son because he drank his last Dr. Pepper. The man who denied the allegations was arrested and charged with the violation of the protective order and domestic abuse against a child because, yeah, bruh, you can't be pulling a gun on your own kid because he drank your last Dr. Pepper.
That just kind of broke my heart. Like, really, it's really sad,
the fact
actually.
That there's no more Dr. Pepper, I know, yeah, it's terrible. It's
guys, he had a 9-year-old had a gun pointed at him. Yeah. That's awful.
So, if you didn't know, Lil Sweet, which I still think one of the best advertising campaigns Dr. Pepper has ever done. That is Justin Guarini, season one runner-up from American Idol.
Yeah, like the guy that was like him and Kelly Clarkson, like did
from
all his
Kelly
spin-off.
To Justin, that
do you remember all that stuff?
Phenomenal movie.
I thought that was what's his name, Cordon Bleu.
What?
What was his name?
Corbin Bleu from High School Musical? No. No.
Cordon Bleu. That's a cooking school.
I couldn't remember his name.
Chicken.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I thought he was a delicious chicken breast wrapped in bacon.
Ham and cheese.
James Cordon Bleu.
I knew it was something similar.
Yeah, it's all right.
I was getting there. It's a guess and check.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So what is your resolution? And if you made one, not a lot of people, I'd say probably the majority of people that I know don't make New Year's resolutions. But if you did make one, have you already blown it? Or are you committed to it? Are you like, there's no way I'm breaking this?
See, I've made a resolution for the year, but I just haven't started it yet.
Yeah, mine starts today.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
A lot of people are starting with the 6th. Or, they're starting, with the new week.
Early this week, 6th, 7th, 8th, sometime in there, sure. Yeah. Just kind of ease into it.
Well, I had a girlfriend visiting over the weekend, so I was like, that week is a total wash.
Okay.
And we ate, just gluttons all weekend long.
Right.
I feel like there's too many people back in the gym. There's too many people back at the gym right now.
There's really not.
So I got to give it,
mine's packed.
I got to give it space.
Really?
Yeah, every single machine. And I go to a very a really big gym. Like, the second I walk in, I start breaking out in hives because I'm like, where am I going to go?
I just
go on a treadmill and run for a whole hour? Like, there's not a single
I haven't actually been to my gym.
Yeah, I was going to ask, have you actually been to
no, but
to
I
confirm
assume that,
it's
packed.
Assume that there's too many people.
From prior years of experience, that it's super packed.
Just got a Peloton in your living room.
That's in my bedroom now. It's holding clothes up.
Is this going to be a skinny year?
It's got to be.
Is that your resolution? Yeah, because a skinny year was supposed to be last year, and that didn't happen.
We're doing some traveling and stuff this year, and I can't be super fat and be traveling.
So when's your first trip?
April.
Oh, you got time.
You're going to get skinny between now and April?
I mean, last time I got skinny.
Beginning, middle, or end of April?
Very beginning.
So are you gonna go hardcore?
So you got a total of 3 months.
3 months,
and you're already
last time I
a
lost
a third of the way through the.
last time I lost 50 pounds in 60 days.
Okay.
So,
wow.
Oh my gosh.
Because this is all just this is, you know.
It's a water weight.
It's all
water
weight.
You gotta pee it out.
Just hanging on.
Take a bunch of sodium.
Take a B complex pill.
So, and I'm not saying I have to lose 50 pounds by then, but I gotta lose at least 30.
You're gonna lose 30 pounds
by
April 1.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you gonna go straight vegetarian or vegan like you did in the past?
I don't think I could do that.
An ovo lacto vegetarian?
Yeah. I ate eggs and cheese.
Oh my gosh.
That's what days
your
over here
bathroom
trying.
Breaks were probably awful. Eggs and cheese only?
No. It's you can eat, it's the difference between being, because there's some vegetarians who claim that they're vegetarians and they eat fish. Those are
pescatarians.
They're pescatarians.
Brianna said, I didn't make a resolution, but I did say it was going to be a dry January. That did not work out.
You can start today.
You're doing dry January. How's that hanging in for you?
Great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that why you didn't come out with us over the weekend?
No, I was busy, man. I got work to do. And, to be fair,
everybody was going to be drinking.
What's the point of hanging out if everyone's going to be drinking? Carlos, this is a good one here, said, nailing my New Year's resolution to learn all I can at work. I work as a line cook, and I want to get as far as I can with my skills. I just got offered a morning position and a significant raise.
Hell,
just one step closer to being a sous chef.
Man. That's
great.
That's
huge. Attaboy.
Yeah.
Brian said New Year's resolutions don't officially begin until this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you took a significant vacation from work, you're just sort of getting back into it this week. I understand.
Last week, it was a weird Thursday, Friday, so did it really count? Because you're who starts on a Thursday?
No one. Right. It always starts on a Monday or a Sunday.
Tiffany said, I was going to do a dry January that lasted one day.
It's still early in January. Don't give up.
Chevy said, not gamble as much. Oops. And Armando, my New Year's resolution was to stop lip syncing to Backstreet Boys into the mirror at the gym while I'm doing curls. So far, I have royally failed.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I want it that way, man.
I can just envision it.
Bye, bye, bye.
That's insane.
That's whatever. Sync.
Come on, man. Get your boy band straight.
Who's Backstreet Boy? What do they sing?
I want it that way.
I want it that way.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Back.
The Backstreet
right.
Back. Everybody
Backstreet
larger
back.
Than life.
Back.
All right.
Yeah, it really helps you get that.
It
like,
does.
Yeah.
That's a good pump song. Yeah. Yeah. Getting that today at the gym.
Wow, they have so many good ones, honestly.
I'm going to drive by my gym today and see how busy
just
it is.
See how it is.
Yeah, just give it
you
away
have a gym and you don't
gonna,
go to it?
He's going to count that as
he's
a workout.
He's had a membership for 3 years. It hasn't canceled.
Because I'm going back. That's why. Plus, Planet Fitness. $10 a month.
Do they still have the pizza day?
I don't know. I don't go. I should
yes.
go.
I'll answer it for you. Yes.
I should go.
Who wants some Canes?
Come work out. Burn 300 calories. 800-900. What?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
As far as resolutions go, you know, we're kind of getting into it here, but this yeah. is like the first week back, so everyone's just starting to feel like it's normal life again. You know, last week, if you worked like we did, it's like this weird Thursday, Friday that felt like a Monday, Tuesday, and this is when you're back into your normal routine.
Yes.
Life has become, we are out of those the holidays, the D-A-Z. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like we...
What day is it? What year are we in?
I'm still messing up on that. Like, I'm still like, oh, wait, yeah, it's 2020 now.
Really?
I'm like writing stuff down.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Keep putting 19, sometimes 18.
Let's go back 15. In time.
Andy said, I'm a person who is constantly late to everything in the past. It's been rude of me to show up late to events that I know the start time of. So when I show up late, I sometimes show up a few hours late. My New Year's resolution is to be on time to events that I'm invited to in the near future. I think that's a good resolution.
Yeah.
I
mean,
hours late.
Hours late's a little...
Anything beyond 10 minutes late is pretty late. If you're 20 minutes plus late, you're very late. If you're talking about hours, don't even come. What are you talking about?
So, but is that like to a party? Because I guess he said events. So yeah. I understand like showing up maybe like 45 minutes late to like a party because sometimes people get anxiety, don't want to be the first one there.
Yeah.
Understand that. But if you're showing up to like meetings and work and
just life
things.
I like being the first person at a party though.
Why? Because you can be the first one out?
No, because then you get unadulterated access to all the food that everybody hasn't fingered and touched and got their all grubby mitts all over, you know? Because there's nothing worse than when you roll into a party like an hour after everybody's already been like hitting all the
touching
finger foods
it.
And you're like, nope, I'm not touching none of that.
Resolution for 2020 is to eliminate single-use plastics from our household. Thanks, Netflix.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of
a Netflix thing?
I think it's just a general, I don't know if there's a specific Netflix show, but I know that's a movement that, like, there's several countries that have already banned single-use plastics as well.
Like water bottles, you mean?
Straws, water bottles, that sort of thing, you know. For us, you know, we do the, you know, like, again, I'm not, like, a super eco-conscious person, but, you know, when I do my part... You know, like we bring our straws, like the little metal straws my wife carries around.
You bring the metal straws with you to places?
Yeah. So we don't have to use straws. Even though I know it's making no real difference whatsoever, you still kind of feel better. And mostly when we go to California because they won't give them to us.
Ayla said, in all caps, not talking to my ex-boyfriend.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Move in 2020, we are not drunk texting or exes. We are not doing any of that
stuff.
Delete
his number.
Ladies, gentlemen, let's go.
Delete
2020.
That number. Delete it.
Block it.
Don't do it.
That's what I.
Block
yes.
the number.
Nah, leave it there.
Block
the number. Block them on Instagram.
See,
block them on Facebook. Block them on Twitter.
If you text somebody who you blocked, does the text go through?
No.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
You sure about that?
No.
That's why I say delete it. Don't even give yourself an opportunity to go back to somebody who hasn't treated you the way you should be treated.
They're
as
an ex
a prince
for a reason.
Or a princess.
How about this one for a resolution? Actually replying to texts. I used to have 230 plus unread text messages.
How?
Currently I have 2.
I mean, I would drive. Mm-hmm. It would the. I don't have OCD, but if I saw, I looked down at my phone and there were 230 unread texts. I would. How do you keep track?
It's usually from like a group message.
It's so strange that you say that
group
because
group messages 2020.
It would drive me insane too. Even like when there's the missed call thing.
Mm-hmm.
I go.
It drives me nuts. Emails don't bother me at all. I mean, I showed you guys this before. I have 21,184 unread emails.
Why does that not bother you?
It doesn't bother me at all.
But how do you know if you get an important email?
Remember, he says he'll delete some so that he knows
know
when the ticker goes up.
I know the count.
That's too much work.
See, like, there's just a bunch of emails that I don't have to open.
Yeah, just delete them or start, like sending
one.
Them to spam.
Oh, damn. I owe you money. Oh, it's your mom. Yeah. No, really. I mean, there's just a lot of emails that I just don't need to read. And so that's, you know, that's good receipts for stuff and garbage like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if I have 230 text messages, I know it's from the group and I'm too far behind. There's already seven conversations that's been had and I can't go back.
What a great resolution that is, to delete yourself from unwanted group chats.
It doesn't work, though.
You can't?
It doesn't work.
Really?
Like, if you say, leave this group on, at least on the iPhone, it doesn't work. I've done that several times.
No, you can leave yourself from the group, but if you delete the text, it won't work.
No, I've, like, left a group, and it's...
They just added you back.
But then it's...
they are adding you back to annoy you.
Somebody's adding you back
in.
Man,
yeah, they're adding you back.
I think it's somebody, if they're on, like an iAndroid.
You ain't leaving. Get back in here, buddy.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
They're like, how many times can we add Mahoney back until he's just, like, totally over it?
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
When it comes to New Year's resolutions, it's really fascinating as we're hearing some of these resolutions this morning because there's such a wide variety. I mean, there's the normal stuff, you know, drink less, get in shape, all that stuff. But this one's interesting. My husband's New Year's resolution is to stop snapping at me so much. It's not the content of what he says, but how he says it. So now we have a buzzword every time he's being a wanker that makes him realize he snapped at me. Not like literally snapping, but like, you know, freaking out. So we're working on that communication.
Did she tell us what the buzzword was?
What's your safe word, man?
Kumquat. I mean, but that's a real thing, like tone. Like I'm listening
it's
to
important.
Your tone.
Yeah.
It's important.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes, Mahoney.
Is it?
Kumquat.
I just deleted all social media off my phone, and it's actually a relief.
Oh, I envy it. Like I said, I went back to Instagram.
You junkie.
I did. Yeah. But Facebook is, you know, dead on arrival for me, man. It has not been on my phone for months, and I am a much happier person for it. I've cut back on Instagram. I moved Instagram off of the front page, and it's in a folder now.
That's so funny.
I
did
like
the same thing.
Extra step.
How funny is that?
What a challenge.
Second page in its own little folder, so I got to do the double click.
If I wasn't such a...
But I've gotten speedy at it.
If I wasn't such a famous and important radio show host
yes.
that had to be connected to the public at all times, at Mahoney Sucks would not have be.
Stop
you know,
plugging your stupid Instagram.
I would not have to be on there as much.
You can also set a limit. So everybody who's trying to do like a social media like cleanse of yourself in 2020, you can set like time limits to where it'll show like how disgustingly gross you've been on.
Really?
Yeah. So like you can go in. It's like, hey, I only want to be on for 45 minutes of my entire day, which sounds kind of like a lot of time.
It
but
is a lot of time.
If you're, I mean, you can do it pretty fast.
Think about how much you can do in 45 minutes. That's a whole workout.
Yeah. Seriously.
That's like six workouts for me.
So you can go in and you can set your time restraints or whatever. And all it does is really just says, hey, you've been gross for 2 hours.
I'm giving up energy drinks. I'm relatively athletic and healthy. Don't know why I'm still pumping Red Bulls. My brother used to be for sure addicted to Mountain Dew.
Really?
He used to drink Mountain
Dew. Baby.
Yeah.
Love it. That's the county coffee.
County coffee, baby. And he got off of it, but he talked about like how he had legit withdrawals.
Yeah, you have horrible headaches.
To bad headaches and everything else from the caffeine withdrawals.
I cut soda out for like 45 days, 50 days, something like that.
Yeah.
And I haven't lost a pound, which makes me go, man, what is going on with this?
But they say if you cut it out, you lose 10 in a year.
It's been 45 days. I haven't lost one.
Hmm.
Wendy said 2020 stopped being too nice and ending up being used by all the takers.
Ooh,
that's a good one.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Not being a doormat.
Boundaries are important.
Not letting people use you.
This one is just beautiful. Adam said, my New Year's resolution is to watch every Nicolas Cage film ever made. Godspeed, my friend.
I mean, every single one? Are we sure about that?
Really? Even The Weatherman?
This one, to stop listening to crappy morning shows.
Yeah. That's right. Rude. You're blocked.
No, they're not talking about us.
We all fail. It's all right.
They're not talking about our phenomenal show here.
This one, too. Not take the HOV lane as a way to bypass traffic. Oh, and to stop texting and driving. Looks like I'm really succeeding as I'm currently whizzing past traffic texting you weirdos.
Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
That's a good one. Stop texting and driving.
Yeah. For sure.
Keep your phone out of your reach.
Have you guys thought about getting like a little like Uber dash cam thing?
Actually, yes, because like, of maps.
Yeah. Even when I use the maps, yeah. Because it's like you're looking down and it's like, whoa. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. The whoa. Yeah. Oh, that's a little too close for comfort car in front of me.
I almost crashed, yeah.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Are there laundry services that will come to your house, pick up your dirty laundry, and then just drop it off to you the next day? If there is, Mahoney, you should get on that. Plus, you're supporting local business.
Message deleted.
It depends where you are. My brother has used one of those services before. He lives in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen any local advertisements for services like, but there's got to be, right?
There's just got to be.
I
mean, there's a service that exists for almost everything, but to me, it almost seems like more work than just doing it yourself. Laundry is not
really?
A problem. Yeah, like laundry.
They just put it in
me.
A bag and just put it on your front doorstep,
yeah,
and then they come
but
get
you gotta
it.
Put it in a bag, then you got to hang it up, and then like I feel like the part about getting clothes clean is not hard. The part is getting it out of the dryer in time to make sure that it's not wrinkled. The wrinkly and the ironing and the steaming, that's the hard part. So I'd either rather just go to a straight up dry cleaner and have it steamed or pressed.
Did you ever pick up your clothes from the dry cleaner?
Do I have clothes there?
Yeah.
All of those Tommy Bahama shirts, all 90 of them.
Yeah, I got them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did you pick them up or did your wife?
No, I picked them.
Okay.
She reminded me.
Good.
She reminded me. But it's trying to time. If you can get your clothes, like I will do a second load of laundry of the same clean clothes.
Uh-huh.
If they're too wrinkled. Yeah.
Yes.
I have no problem.
I have absolutely done that before.
Yeah, I have no
Anybody
problem.
Else who says different is a liar.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, so this is kind of a dumb question, but also kind of not a dumb question. What kind of ice do you like? I mean, not just what kind, but like, do you like a lot of ice? Do you go no ice? Do you like crush? Or you like the cubes, like the rabbit poop, like size pellet ones? You know, that's my favorite. Just saying. Tell me about your ice habits. And when I say ice, I'm not talking about meth, Mahoney.
Message deleted.
I'm too fat to do meth. First off,
hey, that's actually a good way. 2020, well, skinny year.
Skinny year.
I won't have teeth. I can't eat anything. It'll be great. What a weight loss plan.
No, I mean, I think we all got the Sonic, the rabbit poop ice is the best.
Pellets, light ice.
Have you ever looked into what it costs to get a Sonic ice machine, like the same thing, to make the same style of ice for your house?
No, but of course you have.
Well, because it would be a great gift. I'm sorry. I'm always thinking about other people.
Uh-huh. What's the cost?
Sure.
It's like $2,500.
Wow, that's
to get an ice machine.
Dramatic.
Was the other person that you were going to get it for your wife?
Yeah.
Yeah. so you can also use it.
I will say the only thing better than Sonic crushed ice is the big giant ice globes that you get in like a bourbon.
Like an old fashioned or something like that. Yeah.
Even if you're drinking soda with it or something like that.
You feel so classy.
You put soda with them?
Yeah, I do that. I do sometimes.
I just feel like it clanks around too much. Yeah.
But it doesn't water it down and it keeps it cold. That's what's the beauty of it.
I like the
squares.
But
it's a lot of work.
The square ice?
Yeah, like the squares that have like almost like, seriously, I feel like just like the restaurant style ice. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, really?
I don't like the little like Bosu ball, you know, like the little platters.
Platters suck.
Yeah, those little platters, you know what I'm talking about? Like an upside down bowl.
Yeah. I don't
know.
Like
I
it's as seen on TV. Product
like the kind that always like shoot out the side of your mouth. You know what I'm talking about?
It's like a half moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one like that comes out of your fridge.
Yeah.
Like fridge ice.
Kinda. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, those suck.
No ice. I go no ice. Just make my beverage cold. It be cold already? I don't need ice in there. It just waters it down. It changes the taste of it.
What if it's like iced coffee? Like coffee doesn't come out cold.
No, I don't drink iced coffee.
I did just find out. So I'm going to blow your guys' mind, and my wife's probably going to be mad at me for saying this. So I was on Twitter.
Say it anyways.
I was on Twitter last week, and Gene Simmons tweeted something about, hey, does anybody else do this?
Put ice in their cereal.
She does.
What?
She does?
Because I don't see her when she's eating breakfast in the morning because I'm at work.
Why does she do that?
She likes it cold.
Likes what cold?
Her cereal.
Oh my gosh.
She not only does
cold.
She keep...
The milk's already cold.
Yeah, it's already cold.
So she wants it freezing?
Even colder.
Oh my gosh.
But the thing is, she's like, it's skim milk.
Your wife's a monster.
Essentially... Yeah. White water as it is, so it doesn't really change anything, but it just completely blew my mind. Like I was sitting there yesterday having this conversation and I'm just like, I can't believe this happened. Like, how have I been with you for 8 years?
You've never seen the ice cubes go in?
And I've never seen this happen.
Whoa. No one has ever accused you of being the most observant.
Yeah, that's true.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash.
So on Sunday night, the Golden Globes took place and Ricky Gervais was back as the host. And a lot of people said that he went too far making fun of celebrities and people in the crowd. I thought the show ended up being a pretty good watch. And I haven't said that about an award show and I can't tell you how long. But they gave awards to Tom Hanks.
Which Tom Hanks is America's sweetheart.
Tom Hanks is a national treasure.
Absolutely.
I was thinking about it. And like when Tom Hanks passes... that is going to crush me. As far as beloved actors that have...
Him and Robin Williams.
Yeah, Robin Williams
was the other one.
Chris Farley is one that really got me back in the day, but Tom Hanks is one that's been there for our entire lives, and they did the montage of his career, and you're like, he has done so much good stuff.
I love him.
So that was brilliant. And then they also gave an award to Ellen DeGeneres, which was amazing as well, because she has had a phenomenal career, and everything that she's gone through, obviously, with... coming out, and that was during a really weird time in the United
States.
Ruined
her career at one point.
It did.
I love how she thanked her husband in her acceptance speech. Yeah. Also, that was hilarious.
Her speech, if you haven't seen it, and also Kate McKinnon's intro.
Kate McKinnon's intro was so funny.
But I had no idea that Kate McKinnon was gay.
Really?
I had no idea.
That's good.
But who cares, right?
It was so funny.
But yeah, just
so funny.
Kate McKinnon's intro to it was beautiful, and then Ellen DeGeneres also really great. But Ricky Gervais was going after some people in the audience and made a joke about how nobody should come up and get all preachy because they have no idea how the world actually works. Keep in mind, he made this joke about Apple while the CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, was sitting in the audience.
And if you're wondering why Tim Cook is in the audience, it's because Apple's got
Apple TV and the morning show. I think they actually won an award last night.
Yeah.
But
they got a couple shows on Apple TV now.
Yeah, and the morning show is actually pretty good.
That's what I'm hearing.
My wife and I watched the entire thing.
Did you?
It's good. But here's Ricky Gervais from the Golden Globes.
Apple roared into the TV game with a morning show, a superb drama about the importance of dignity and doing the right thing, made by a company that runs sweatshops in China. So, well, you say you're woke, but the companies you work for, unbelievable. Apple, Amazon, Disney. If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? So, if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God, and
honestly, really here for that.
Yeah.
Really here for it. I mean, truly, he's not wrong.
The problem with all of the award shows is they had gotten so preachy.
I didn't.
Every single person that got up was always getting up, and they would just go off, and they thought that their opinion was the one that everyone needed to hear.
It was their moment.
Everyone was saying the exact same thing, and you're like, shut up.
Even if I agree with you, I don't want to hear it.
The only reason why I watched the Golden Globes is because it came on right after football.
Yeah.
It was right after the football game, and so I was
timely.
It just rolled over, and I was working on some IKEA furniture, building some stuff in my house, and it just happened to roll over, and I was like, okay.
What you building?
We're doing some closet stuff, building some little bookcase for the closet.
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah. I didn't watch it. I watched that opening monologue.
You know how lame I am? I actually watched it twice because it just rolls over.
Me too. I did the same thing.
Really? Yeah. God, you guys are basic.
Not the entire thing. Did you just call us basic?
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Basic.
The Golden Globes.
I also feel like Ricky Gervais you're crapping all over Hollywood, yet you're there as the host. You're a part of the problem.
Ricky Gervais is a funny guy. he's a good comedian. He's hosted it 5 times, and I thought he nailed it this year. I thought the Golden Globes were a ton of fun to watch.
I thought so, too.
Haven't said that in years.
Okay.
Lori Loughlin, really down to earth. Look, this whole thing with her paying to get her kids into school has humbled her, has brought her back down to earth, and she's really in touch with kind of how everyone feels about this, and she's proving it now by hiring a prison coach.
Why are you making fun of her for this?
I'm not making fun of her for this.
This is funny. Like, this is a funny thing.
I feel like if you're getting ready to go to prison because you were trying to help your kids out, like, and you're going to go do serve actual hard time, yeah, you probably want to know what's going on. She's getting taught martial arts.
It's a federal prison.
She's going to Judy chop somebody to assert her dominance.
Yeah, she's not going to Rikers, man. She's going to federal prison.
Yeah, federal prison is a walk in the park for criminals, but, like, really, she was Aunt Becky on Full House. Man.
It's just funny. Don't blame her.
I feel like it's smart.
You can't
shame her for it. It's not smart. I do think it's smart. If I was going to prison, I would hire a prison coach.
She's going to a white-collar
jail. Man.
She's going to find the biggest person in that building, and she's just going to go, what? Like, really?
It's so stupid,
is she,
man.
Is Martha Stewart consulting?
Now, if she hired Martha Stewart, I'd be on board.
Martha didn't need no coach. Martha went in there knowing.
The Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Martha got them street smarts, man.
She did. Yeah. I feel like Martha just knows what's up. Yeah. Like, I would not mess with her.
She's like, call Snoop Dogg first thing, and he's like, what's up, my bottom bitch? Yeah, let's do a cooking show. Hell yeah.
We've been looking for you.
I bet.
Who's got the warrant?
Ryan is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Ryan? How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good. So tell me about your street smarts. Do you feel like you're pretty good at, like, going out on the streets and sort of figuring out what's going on?
Yeah, I feel like, yeah.
The real question is, he wants to know, have you ever had an active warrant out for your arrest, Ryan?
No.
Have you ever been arrested?
No, I haven't.
Never been arrested? Wow, look at you.
Have you ever been in handcuffs in a non-bedroom situation?
A couple times, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
All right, so you're close. All right. So the way that this game works is pretty simple. We've got 3 people that Ian has talked to on the streets, and one of them has an active warrant out for their arrest. We're going to play you a little bit of an introduction for each one of them, and then you're trying to figure out which one has the warrant. It's called Who's Got the Warrant. Your job is to figure out which one does. You don't have to make your official guess until you've heard all of them, okay?
All right.
Let's meet contestant number 1.
Now, do you want to give your name?
JV.
JV. Now, JV, are you an entertainer?
Yes, sir. I'm a singer. I've been singing a long time, 35, 40 years.
Is that what you do for a living?
Yes, sir. That's what I do.
Now, are you single, married, divorced?
Single.
So no duets?
What do you mean duets?
You don't sing with anybody else?
No, just me.
You just sing solo. All right, very nice, man. Now, have you ever been arrested before?
Well, yeah, traffic tickets, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, traffic tickets? Like speeding tickets? Or?
Yeah.
How fast were you going?
90.
I hope it wasn't in a 25.
No, it was on the freeway.
All right.
JV. So
that is JV, the singer who doesn't know what a duet is.
Yes. He's been doing this for a long time, guys.
Yeah. All right. my man. All right, on to contestant number 2, and who's got the warrant?
Now, do you want to give your name?
Carrie.
All right, is that your real name?
It is. I just don't want you to share this with anybody.
So, Carrie, if you don't mind me asking, what do you do for a living?
I work at a store.
Just the way you said that, I don't think you want to name the store. Single, married, divorced?
Divorced.
Divorced, okay. Single and ready to mingle.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, you.
As long as you're not a police officer.
Now, have you ever had any run-ins with the law in the past?
Yeah. Back in the 90s, 1999 to be exact, I evaded arrest. And then recently I got into trouble, too.
Ooh, no. Carrie's got this.
Single, but doesn't want to date a cop.
Doesn't want to tell us where she works.
All right.
A couple of red flags there.
All right. And on to contestant number 3, our third and final one. And who's got the warrant?
Yeah, I like that.
All
yes,
right,
sir.
Man. Money talks. All right, we're here.
Yes,
and we're playing Who's Got the Warrant. And I'm with somebody.
Black Batman.
I'm with Black Batman.
Mm-hmm. Black Batman. THA. Black Ice.
Black Ice? Where'd you get that from?
I am a rapper. You can look me up on YouTube. Black Ice, get to the bag.
Black Ice. All right, now, Black Ice, we're playing Who's Got the Warrant. Now, is this what you do for a living? Are you a performer?
Yes, sir. I am a street performer / rapper. So I'm a legendary street performer.
Black Batman, are you single, married, divorced?
I am busy.
Usually, you're known to fight crime, but have you ever been on the other side of that?
Well, what I do is connect, communicate, and collect.
So, have you been arrested before?
What I do is connect, communicate, and collect.
Oh, boy.
Did you have to pay that man to talk to you?
I paid him a dollar. Yes, I did.
Did you really?
Yes.
All right, Ryan. So we've got JV, we've got Carrie, and we got Black Ice. And you're trying to figure out which one has an active warrant out for their arrest right now. Which one do you think definitely does not have a warrant?
I think we're safe with the first guy.
JV, all right, let's have a listen.
He doesn't have a warrant.
Let's have a listen.
Do you currently have any active warrants out for your arrest?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that sounds like denial to me.
No, absolutely.
All right, so you're
nice.
Correct. JV
Very
does
nice.
Not have a warrant.
He's a law-abiding citizen, except for when he's going 90 on the freeway.
Yeah. It happens. So now it comes down to Carrie and Black Ice, and you're trying to figure out which one has the active warrant. You can go ahead and talk this through. What do you think?
I don't know. I think I'll have to go with Black Ice.
Really?
Really? I was thinking.
He's dressed as Batman. He's out there meeting people. He's on the streets. I don't know if
I was feeling like Carrie.
I feel like her aversion to police definitely
keep,
is a
keep
red
in
flag.
Mind, Mahoney and Audrey do not know
we
the correct
answer. Yeah, we have no idea.
They don't know the correct answer.
Don't let us sway you.
If you want to go Black Ice, I mean, he has got a song called Who's Got the Bag?
Which we'll play a clip of in just a moment.
Yeah. Oh, great.
But
I think I'm going to go with Black Ice.
Are you sure about that?
No. Maybe with Carrie.
Carrie is correct, yes.
Carrie
did have the warrant.
Let's have a listen to Black Ice first.
All right, well, here's the ultimate question. Do you currently have a warrant out for your arrest?
I absolutely do not.
He absolutely does not.
Even though he's got a song called Who's Got the Bag?
And here is Carrie copping to having a warrant.
Do you currently have an active warrant out for your arrest?
I do.
Carrie, what did you do?
A couple of months ago, I was caught speeding, but I was supposed to go to court, and I didn't go. I totally forgot. And
no, you didn't. You didn't. No one forgets to go to court, Carrie.
Well, I did. I forgot. I did. Lots going on.
All right. So congratulations,
yes, very
Ryan.
Nice.
Go to court, Carrie.
Yeah, put it in your calendar.
Set a reminder.
Put it
now,
on your fridge.
That's all you got to do.
Speaking of reminders, we do have a clip of the song Get to the Bag. Now, there's something else we need to know about Black Ice, right, Ian?
Yes, there is. He is currently suing a very famous candy store here in Las Vegas for putting his image onto a container of chocolate syrup and putting genuine chocolate on it. He doesn't feel like that's really appropriate. And he did not give them permission to use his likeness.
Ah. Is that true? Is there really actually a picture of him on something at a candy store?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. I will post the news story up at David Mahoney for you on social.
All right. So let's have a listen. This is Black Ice. It's called Get to the Bag.
Getting to the bag. Black Batman. Eating real good like Pac-Man. Los Vegas Boulevard attract. Fist bumps got my money stacking. On the streets of Vegas, right there, even though the right cops there. Got a under surveillance.
Got y'all. Welcome to Vegas, guys.
Get into the bag. Only got one life to live.
He's like a mixture of like Exhibit and Ludacris.
That is DMX.
Yeah.
That is way better than I expected it to be somehow.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.
All right. So Ayesha Curry is the wife of Steph Curry, and she is an entrepreneur that's done exceptionally well with her restaurant chain, and she is bringing it to Las Vegas, the fourth location. It's a multicultural barbecue collection.
I'm into that.
Mm. And they have San Francisco, Del Mar, California, and Miami, and now Vegas is going to be on the list as well. So if you're a big fan of
food.
I know that you're a big fan of barbecue, Mahoney.
Well, yeah,
and especially like the multicultural barbecue, like Korean barbecue is a really big deal. Vietnamese lemongrass, Korean chili sauce, American barbecue, all of that stuff is what you can find at a restaurant. There's going to be a new location at the MGM Grand.
I like that they're combining all those different types of barbecue together under one
little house.
It's like Hands Across America.
So it's called International Smoke, and it's inside the MGM Grand.
Yum. Okay.
How many people do you think are going to get confused thinking it's a weed shop?
Oh, man.
I mean, it would lure people in, the smell of nice barbecue.
So digital health, baby tech products, they're going to be in the spotlight at CES, which is kicking off tomorrow here in Las Vegas. Members of the media giving a sneak peek. Some of the products yesterday afternoon, according to a consumer tech forecast from the Consumer Technology Association, digital health devices are set to be a $10.6 billion market this year alone.
Oof. I mean, like the baby monitors and all the baby health stuff. I mean,
have you guys seen the little EKG thing where you can give yourself basically, you know, like when you go to the doctor, you get an echo done? Have you guys ever had that done where they actually like take the little thing and put the Vaseline, the cold ass Vaseline on it, and they put it on your chest to like get your, to find out how your heart's actually doing?
Mm-hmm.
You can basically do that on your iPhone now.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
And you guys have seen the thermometers where like the Exergens where they just like run it across your forehead. Uh-huh. When we were kids, they used to put thermometers up your butt. Not even kidding. Like glass thermometers with mercury inside of them, right up the old keister.
Now
it's just right across the forehead. But all of these things are, you know, huge business. And so that's one of the big focuses this year at CES. And if you've never been to CES,
it's pretty cool.
It's pretty awesome. Yeah. I mean, if you're just a fan of electronics in general, I mean, seeing like the newest, craziest technology in every single field in the world, all here in Las Vegas, it's pretty awesome to see.
Can regular, like, just like plebeians, like commoners, just go in there? Like, can you just buy a ticket?
You just have to register online.
Just register.
Oh, wait, that's so neat. Yeah, I didn't realize that.
It is a madhouse of people, though. I mean, there's, what, a couple hundred thousand people in town because of it?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It's a huge event.
The biggest one in the world.
Yeah. It's where all the big tech companies come to showcase all of their products, and it's right here in Las Vegas this week. So if you're down by the convention center and you're wondering why on earth it's so crowded,
it's the convention every year. There they talk about the like 208 inch TV that costs $800,000 or know something, you know, that TV is always on display.
All right, well, I might just like check out the hashtags then that are gonna be rolling in on Twitter. I don't think I'll make my way down there.
It's a good time though. It's worth going.
Didn't they always used to do the AVN Awards right around the time of CES?
They stopped doing that though.
Did they really?
Yeah, I think so. I think the AVN's got pushed.
AVN is in a couple of weeks.
Couple of weeks. So the reason they used to do that is because there's all these super rich like Japanese businessmen that would come to town and rent out a whole floor at a strip club, and then they'd just be loaded with porn stars all over the place.
What's AVN?
AVN is the adult video. It's the porn awards.
Oh,
it's
the cool one, yeah.
That they do down at the Hard Rock,
and that's next week.
It's the 20th.
Yeah, it's later on
this
20th.
Month. I saw a billboard.
Yeah, the billboards are awesome.
Yeah,
Ian,
have you been to the AVNs?
No, I haven't, but I'm very familiar with them.
You should go.
It's been a few years since I've been.
I hear it's a great time though.
Would your girlfriend be okay with you going to the AVNs?
Oh, of course she would.
I feel like she would love it.
Oh yeah, I might bring her with.
Date night.
There's the conference, and then there's also the award show. So there's two different. There's the Adult Entertainment Expo, which coincides with the AVNs. And the reason I think that the Adult Entertainment Expo got pushed is because I think CES just bought out all the consumer space down there.
Maybe so. Yeah.
So I think they've just pushed, you know, found a way to just completely push them out of there. But you know, I've been, you know, we covered it for the radio station, like, what?
What actually happens? I mean, I know, do they show the scenes?
No. There's no nudity actually down there.
Well, yeah, it's in a casino, right? It's at the Hard Rock.
Well, the award show is, but I'm talking about the expo.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen, like, people take pictures with some of the stars that show up at those things? They're the most awkward photos ever because they all want to be all, like, grabby with all, like, the people, but then the girls are just like,
stop touching me.
That's God, I'm getting paid for this.
Just because I do this for a living doesn't give you the right to touch me in weird ways.
Yeah, it's like you can't just walk up and punch Rocky in the face.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're like, come on, man. So Elvis's golf cart is one of the artifacts that's being...
Artifacts?
Yeah, that's what they're calling it. They're calling it an artifact. They're doing an auction. Cart. They're doing an auction at Graceland. Any interest, Mahoney? I know that you're a big golfer.
I do like golf, but I don't want a 60-year-old golf cart. I want one of those souped-up bro ones.
There's 288 artifacts that are being auctioned off, and they include a whole bunch of stuff that, of course, have been owned by Elvis, gifted by Elvis, signed by Elvis, used by Elvis, and created to promote the king and his career.
Are we almost at a point where we're at this post-Elvis, like, deity, like, as a culture, like, because, I mean, there used to be Elvis impersonators everywhere. Now, it's like, there's like one or two guys, and they're old, and they're...
Well, as far as our generation, like, we never cared about Elvis.
And even my parents, like, my mom, and like, never, like...
My parents were never all about Elvis.
Yeah. Because I feel like the only appeal that, like, our generation really has about Elvis, or, like, not even appeal, the things that we know about him is that he died fat...
On a toilet?
Old and on a toilet from, and honestly, just like Quaaludes, like, and alcohol.
Yeah.
Like, that's Elvis. What I know about really Elvis. Like, that's the, I mean, I know other stuff, but
Spent a lot of time here in Las Vegas and everything
jumpsuits
else.
Jumpsuits and stuff. And a lot of time over at sunglasses, Westgate.
A lot of hip thrusting.
Really tacky.
Yeah.
It just seems, it's played out for sure. Like this is one of those ones that we've kind of should let go.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't know.
So, it was into minors. I didn't know that as well.
There is an address of a private residence in South Central Las Vegas. It is advertised online as Whispers.
Okay.
It's a premier swingers party house.
Whispers.
That's open only to couples and single women.
Visitors.
On Friday nights,
swingers
partake in clothing optional karaoke. According to the website. Photographs of themed rooms like Purple Rain.
Purple Rain.
The Rabbit Hole.
Oh, no.
No, no.
Say it.
Rabbit hole.
No, the rabbit hole, not the rabbit hoe. And one with restraints hint at what might await party guests who are required to sign NDAs if they want to go.
Whispers
advertises itself as a membership by association group where donations are welcome. Only $50 for an entire weekend in the winter season.
Okay.
Clark County officials argue that the operation of the house on South Valley View Boulevard, west of the I-15, is an illegal sex club. The owner of the house says the government is trying to infringe on his right to enjoy private property as he sees fit and consort with whom he chooses.
I don't care if there's a swingers house or whatever around here. You can operate. You can do whatever you want. Like that, the morality of that, I have no issue. You do what you want to do. But if you're operating a business
out of a house,
you need a business license. And if it's not zoned for a business, then that's a problem. That's like these are the issues. Like, I mean, do what you want, but like, I mean, you have to operate under the same guidelines as the Green Door or wherever.
Yeah, I mean, I can't just open an auto shop at my house and start running cars out of there. I mean, there's.
What? Dave, I'm a member checking your tailpipe.
Wait a minute.
Catch the Dave's Auto Body Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.
Auto Body.
Dave's Auto Body.
Auto Body. Tailpipe. Man, that car is really beat up.
Tipsy or toddler?
Kenny is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Kenny? How you doing, man?
All right, how are you?
Good, good. So do you have more experience with little kids or with drunk people?
Drunk people. I have a family full of them.
Family full of drunks. Fantastic. All right, so maybe this game will be easy for you, maybe not. We're just going to read you some things that were said verbatim, and you're trying to figure out if it was said by a person who's tipsy, had way too much to drink, or a toddler. If you get 3 out of 5, you win today, okay?
All right.
All right, Mahoney, take it away with number one.
Ears. What I want to say. Hold on. How far go? I'm kidding, because I love you.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
That was a tipsy person.
Yes, actually, that was.
Oh, yeah, Kenny.
I probably would have got that wrong. Yeah, Kenny.
Here's what I want to say. Hold on. How far go? I'm kidding, because I love you.
Well done, Kenny. On the board with one. On to number two, Audrey.
And he a hide. Under the table. Is she tough? But he dip it and he shock me. He fall me and I feel it shin.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
Toddler.
Toddler is correct. On the board with two. Let's have a listen to that one, Keeney.
No. So cute.
Well done.
So cute. So drunk.
All right. Yes. On the board with two, here we go on to number three. I just walking down the street, and then I met this big doo-doo with a big point on his head, and then he said, hi. And he's like, hi, my name is Poopy Man. And I just said, oh, hi, doo-doo man.
Is that a tipsy person, or is that a toddler?
For the win.
Tipsy.
Tipsy is... incorrect, I'm sorry. That was a toddler. Let's have a listen.
I was just walking down on the street, and then I met this big dude with a big point on his head. And then I said hi, and it's like, hi, my name is Poopy Man. And I just said, oh, hi, doo-doo man.
Yo, what's up, doo-doo man?
Kids are so sorry.
All right. You can win it outright with this one. Number four.
Whoop-de-whoop, clickety-clock, something-something, around the clock.
And some Raymond, the next bow. What are you doing? What are you doing? Look at that boy. Look at that boy.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler for the win?
Hopefully it's tipsy.
Tipsy is right. You got it.
There he is.
Whoop-de-whoop, clickety-clock.
I got to hear this one.
Whoop-de-whoo, clickety-clock. Something, something, round the clock. I need some Raymond next. Bo.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, look at that boy. Look at that boy.
Stop stories.
Here's what's making news.
What the man? About to touch the boy.
So do you want to know the secret to a healthy relationship that's long-lasting? Of course you do, right?
I think we all would. There's plenty of people who go to, what are those?
Counseling? Therapists?
Yeah, mm-hmm, whatever that's called.
Relationship counseling?
Whatever yes. That crap is.
Yeah, whatever. That mumbo jumbo.
Forget all of the counseling. Forget all of the therapy. It all comes down to one thing.
What's that, Dave?
According to a relationship guru,
what?
Cynthia Powell claims that couples who get over the initial embarrassment of farting in front of each other early on in their relationship are far more likely to stay together and live healthier lives.
I believe it.
100%. Get out of here with that. It's 100%. Nonsense.
One time, guys, I have got to tell you this story.
Oh, boy.
One time, okay, the downstairs living room is right underneath the upstairs, like, master bath.
Yeah.
One time, I was all the way downstairs, and my husband was taking like one of those Epsom salt baths, like post workout for like your muscles or whatever.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I just feel like this earthquake in the house. I heard that man do that through the floor of our bathtub. I had to call him and go, "What you just do up there?" And he was like, "It was a frog." I'm like, "Frog?" On the, like, I mean, it was like a rumble of the house.
Oh, you called that. Him on his phone to ask him what he did?
Because he has the Bluetooth setup.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the speakers in like the bathroom or whatever, so he could hear me through the speakers. Oh my God. I laughed so hard, and our relationship's never been stronger.
I feel like
than our baseboards for home.
I know you have a strict no farting policy in front of your wife, Dave.
No farting.
You know, I know that, but like, you've been together for how long? Years. You've got two kids, a third on the way. Like, you've seen some stuff, man. Like, I try not to fart in front of my wife, but sometimes, man, like,
it's not that it's not funny. Like, it's funny.
I'm not saying it's funny,
it's
but
funny
like,
when it's, when
I don't
it's
want to
accidental,
be
though. But I mean, like, go in the other room, man. Like, why you gotta?
What if we're in a car?
It's gonna stink.
I gotta roll down the window.
Have you ever put the window on lock with your wife?
No.
So she can't escape it.
Lock, but there's times it's like,
are you peeking at the side of your eyeball to me?
So she'll yell at me if I do it.
You guys are gross.
But the problem is
nasty.
Sometimes it's like, I don't know if this is a silent but deadly or just a silent and innocuous one. So, like, if we're driving and I'm like,
where are you going? Like, really silently.
Give it like 5 seconds before
and then you're
I
like,
roll to the window down.
1,000, 2,000, 1,000. Oh, no. Oh.
Oh, God.
She's got her head out the window like a Labrador. She's trying to get away from it. Yeah. Well, I guess it's good for your relationship. I will continue
you're
to
still strong
not
as
fart.
The fibers.
Yeah.
Mine aren't good for my relationship because mine are getting grosser now. I think I'm sick or something. So, like, no, it like farting
like,
is fun.
Like, ongoingly
yeah,
sick?
Yeah, like, it's fun. It's fun and everything. But, like, now since I do in front of my girlfriend, we do in front of each other, like, mine are just getting really bad. It's getting, like, borderline inappropriate now.
Yeah.
So I think there is a limit to, like, the fun of this.
It's funny,
eating?
And then all of a sudden it becomes kind of, like, terroristic.
Yeah, yeah, where it's like, you need to go get help. Like, this is bad, babe.
Oh, my.
Let's go to urgent care.
Speaking of getting help, this individual maybe should get some help. I don't know. I'm no psychologist. But investigators in Manatee County, Florida, are searching for a burglar who broke into somebody's house, not to steal something, but to suck on the victim's toes.
Oh, man.
So,
don't knock it till you try it.
He actually broke into another man's house. And the guy was sleeping in his bedroom, on Christmas Eve.
Oh, no.
Only to be awakened by a man sucking on his toes.
It's Santa, baby. All I want for Christmas is you. What?
The victim asked the burglar what he wanted, telling him he didn't have any money, and the man just said that he was there to suck on toes.
Oh, my God.
That's when the victim punched the suspect in the mouth and forced him out of the bedroom. The suspect attempted to fondle the man's junk and claimed he had a gun, but no gun was ever seen during the fight. The victim managed to kick the guy out of his house and proceeded to repeatedly hit the suspect in the face.
Yes.
The sheriff's office said the victim then ran back into the house and called 911. The victim was on the phone with the dispatchers when the suspect came up to the house and punched out the glass on the front window. Oh, my God. The man then got on top of the victim's car and stomped on the windshield until it broke, then fled the scene on foot. Deputies attempted to track down the suspect with a canine, but were unable to find him.
What would you do if you had another man, like, slowly start to go blah, 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 on your big toe while you're sleeping?
Little piggy is going to the back of your throat. That's what's happening. Like, I mean, that's the thing.
You're shoving deeper in his mouth, Mahoney.
Mahoney's like, oh, yeah, you like that, huh? You dirty little boy.
The Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
He punched him in the face. Why not kick him in the face? Right there.
Let him finish. He's already started. It's not going to get more weird.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Why is it that when someone tells you there are billions of stars in the universe, you believe them, but if they tell you there's wet paint somewhere, you gotta touch it?
Message deleted.
I don't believe there's billions of stars.
What is that? Just
I think there's 45 stars in total.
Gotta go to a strip club and then there's just glitter everywhere that for some reason will never come out of.
I did meet a stripper named Angel one time. She was nice.
I believe there are aliens. I believe there's billions of other planets. They just want nothing to do with us. We are those hillbilly people that they just do not want
to. We're the embarrassing relatives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't want to invite us to the party.
They brought their fellow alien friends around to meet everyone else in the galaxy except for us.
You think?
Yeah. They know what we're about.
Like the zoo?
No, the zoo is the least, you know, like.
The zoo is interesting because there's things that are far superior to you that you can look at and observe at a safe distance.
Yeah.
That you could never get close to otherwise.
Yeah.
And never be able to see otherwise.
Like a hippopotamus.
Where?
Hippopotamus. Do not even get me started on
hippopotami are scary, man.
Scary as hell.
Yeah.
Why are they so buoyant and large at the same time? many questions.
And when they poop, why does their tail turn into a poop propeller?
Yeah.
Because that is awesome.
It's going everywhere.
Well done, evolution. You pretty much screwed up the rest of the hippopotamus, but that nailed it.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Unpopular opinion. I don't like Marvel movies. They're like way too over the top, too many special effects and CGI for me. And on top of all of that, like they're really long.
Message deleted.
I just don't know where to start.
Okay, Boomer. What are you, Martin Scorsese over here? Get out of here.
I mean, you're entitled to your opinion. If you don't like them, then don't tell anybody. It's like being a vegan or being you adopted a dog or who knows what.
Nobody cares.
You do CrossFit.
If you adopt a dog, tell me. Take that example off the list. Everything else.
Just tell Audrey. No one else cares.
Yeah. I want to see your dog pics. Are you kidding?
No, dog pics are fine.
Care,
but
send her the D pics.
Don't be like, adopt, don't shop. Shut up. Don't tell me what to do with my life, you dummy.
I mean, that makes sense, of course.
I agree, but if...
But at the same time, we don't need another lonely dog warrior.
Yeah.
There's plenty of those out there.
Or, again, CrossFit would have been a better example. I'm sorry.
I do CrossFit.
Vegan, like the ones that everyone always... Yeah.
All that garbage.
Ovo-lacto-vegetarian.
Which totally. I feel like I haven't seen the CrossFit in a while.
Not as much. It feels like it's died off because there's so much other crap out there.
It's so bad for you, that's why.
Yeah, true.
Well, I mean, I feel like Peloton is taking it over. Like, everyone just goes, like, into these little crazy cults of whatever it is that they're into.
Yeah, it's like the bougie.
It used to be Bitcoin. Remember Bitcoin, where everybody was just talking about
that cult?
Me too.
Yeah.
That was the one we should
have
listened to.
So you can have all your fake money floating around
on your phone?
Yeah.
We would have cashed out at, like, $5. Yeah.
It goes up to $3,000. We're like, rats.
No, it went up to $20,000.
Did it really?
Yeah, that's where it peaked.
Where's it at now?
It's around 10.
I just don't understand it. That's the problem. Like, why I could never get into Bitcoin. I had all sorts of friends that told me early on, like, get into it. It's going to be huge. And I'm like, I don't understand. What do you mean? You mine it from a computer and there's blockchains. I'm just too stupid to understand. I just don't get it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I know what it is, but I don't. I understand that people have it and it's worth something, but there's, like, Ethereum and all this. It's more confusing than all the strains of weed. Like, what is what? I don't know. Which one makes you happy? Can I have some of that, please? I'm just so sad and alone.
Please leave a message after the tone.
do you think Superman can get high? Like, if me and him smoked a joint,
nice,
would he enjoy it? Or he'd be unfazed? Like, what superhero would you smoke with?
Message deleted.
First off, Superman cannot get drunk or high. That is canon.
You know that for sure?
Really?
Why?
Yeah.
What?
He's Superman.
Can you imagine if he, like, hit the joint and then blew it out, but it was like... Because, you know, he's got the super strong breath.
Next thing we know, yeah,
remember from Superman 2 when he was blowing the buses around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Superman can't get high.
How do you know that?
It's canon.
What does
canon mean?
That means it's built into the universe. Superman cannot get high off of weed. Maybe if he could, like, synthesize kryptonite or something like that, but maybe there's a way there.
I'm on a forum right now. I guess Superman got drunk in the third Superman movie.
Well, that's not canon.
Oh, okay. Right.
And that's Christopher Reeves. R.I.P. R.I.P.
Wait, there's a forum about...
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
But to answer his question, what superhero would I like to get high with? Wonder Woman, of course.
What do you mean, of course?
She's got that whip. Mahoney's all about that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Invisible plane.
I've been a bad, bad boy.
Not Batman. Who knows what he's going to do, that creep?
Yeah.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
One dude in North Carolina is very upset, and he has filed a case in federal court accusing the county that he lives in, Gaston County in North Carolina, of violating his civil rights, and 16 names in the complaint belong to his beloved cats. Defendants Bulu, Tony Tiger.
Okay.
Girlfriend Sarah.
Oh, that's creepy.
That's creepy and terrible. I hate it.
Bubba Logan.
Okay.
Bubba.
Silly girl Sally. Like this guy. Oh,
he's
going
a creep.
Here?
No, you got to keep going. Is there any creepier ones?
Rascal Russell. those are the only names that I have here. They were seized by the county's animal control officers in early November from his house. And he is fighting to get them back. The officers said that they had to tiptoe around the house because there was incredibly large amounts of cat poop. They left with the 16 cats, including 5 kittens, saying that this guy is clearly not taking good enough care of them. The 37-year-old dude has been charged with 16 counts of misdemeanor animal cruelty, and the county also stated a $20 a day tab for the cost of housing the cats, feeding and caring for each animal, a bill that reached more than $10,000 after 30 days. So he has had his criminal charges put on hold and his financial debt to animal control waived, provided that he keeps only 5 cats at his house. And now he's suing in federal court because he says his cats have rights. They are his therapy companions.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He has rights.
I'm sure. And truly, animal hoarding is an actual thing. And this guy, you should not be having 16 cats. You cannot take care of them to the point where they are, you know, doing their business all over the ground.
Girlfriend Sarah is the one that tips me off.
That's
here.
The one where I go, this guy does not need 10 additional cats on top of the, or 11 additional cats on top of the 5. That is just
creepy. Can you imagine
creepy being
a public servant? You're a judge. You spent your esteemed career studying the
laws. You went to law school?
Yeah, you went to law school. You finally, after years of...
Passed the bar?
Yeah, I mean, you're a lawyer. That's one thing. But, I mean, you spent years litigating all these important cases. Now you're a federal court judge, which comes with all sorts of responsibilities. And then this comes across your desk where this guy wants his 16 cats back and $2,500 in damages for the injuries and emotional damages to my babies and myself.
Can we just lock that guy up? I feel like he is a he's just a creep waiting to happen.
Yeah, this guy's got to be a serial
killer.
What's
the limit on how many cats can a guy have, Audrey, before it's considered creepy?
And,
if he lives
and
alone.
And dogs.
Well, I don't think that...
No amount of dogs.
I don't think guys with cats is a creepy thing. I think that, like, this guy having 16 and living alone and just not taking care of them, that's the creepy.
You don't think a solo dude living around who's got 8 cats is creepy?
8 is, yeah.
Okay, so there is a number.
7?
And dogs,
I am a dog person, so if you've just got, like, a farm of dogs, let's talk. But, no, I don't know.
If you have a literal farm, sure, you can have a farm of dogs or cats. It doesn't matter.
Barn cats are a thing.
If you're living in an apartment...
Yeah, it's gross.
1, 2,
there's a cap
they're small.
On it, right? Yeah.
They're small.
I would say, 3 is pushing, or 4 is pushing it. Like, 3 cats, normal, fine. 4, whatever you think about the 4th, that's
three.
Bad
3 cats, I think, is pushing it.
Yeah, that's what, 3 is 2, like cat.
2 is like...
Ian's 1 breakup and 1 cat away.
Hey.
Do you get the cats in the, if there was ever to be a breakout?
Yeah, of course I do. Yes, they're my cats.
Because they're your cats, right?
I raise them. That's their stepmom. That's not their real mom. Seriously. That's how I play it. She gets so mad at that. What?
Otter just died.
What? Fine. It's not a real mom. She came into the picture. She straightened us out, but still.
Oh, wow.
Fine.
That's...
Have you ever thought about getting more cats, Ian?
You know what? I actually, yes, but my apartment complex doesn't let... I don't want to pay an extra, like, $500 bucks
for it. Okay, so by apartment complex standards, anything more is creepy.
Yeah, two for guys. Yeah.
Whatever happened to that? Is your second cat the cat you adopted recently that was foisted upon you by your neighbor?
That one actually went to my 5-year-old sister.
That would have been the third.
And, okay, that one's name is now Princess.
Okay.
It's a guy cat.
Oh boy!
Yeah, he's doing just fine though. I saw him yesterday, so he's all good. But yeah.
I love that his name is Princess.
Does he remember you?
Oh yeah, he does actually.
All right, so the six hottest jobs in 2020. Any guesses what's
Instagram
on the list here?
Influencer.
No.
Animal control officer.
No. Cybersecurity pro. That probably doesn't surprise you, right?
Oh wow!
Yeah, that's
so
huge.
Amazon just announced that it's going to be leasing 335,000 square feet near Hudson Yards in New York. Adding 1,500 new tech jobs in Manhattan. Google also expected to grow its headcount by 10,000. Robotics engineer. So data from LinkedIn show there's a 40% job growth rate in robotics engineering. Let me tell you this. I have no idea what a robotics engineer would do other than just fix robots.
Well, yeah, no, they're the creators of. Did you ever have, like, in high school, like, there was, like, a specific robot engineering class in high school where they did just build robots?
We were in high school in the 90s.
Well, okay, so, but those are the people who kind of, they're the ones who design.
TI calculators.
Oh, my God. No, they're the people who design, like, the robots who are kind of taking over the strip right now, who are creating, like, the baristas of. Yeah. Yeah. You know, like they're
that Roomba doesn't just happen, Dave. That is a lot of precise engineering.
There's
going
a lot
that.
Of things that actually in my world do just happen that I have no idea how it works. I don't know why my car starts when I push that button. It just does.
Cool.
I'm glad it does. Thank you.
That was a
smarter
computer engineer.
Somebody along the way figured it out. Speaking of computers, computer, cloud, and data engineers and coders.
Is there any like old school job on there?
Yeah,
nothing,
I know, right?
Nothing.
I need some blue collar.
I mean, there is like some sales rep. Type things.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay. Okay.
That's talking. That's something that could be up our alley.
There's an artificial intelligence specialist, an AI specialist.
Nope.
Companies are looking for people who know how to apply machine learning to catch bad financial transactions, prevent hospital remissions.
No. Yeah. This sounds like there's way too much math involved in that.
I was hoping, now after you say this, it's like, why is an Instagram influencer on there?
Yeah. It's more attainable for us than to be a robotics engineer.
Yeah, I can show my ass on the internet. I'm not going 8 years of college.
I'll show you my butt.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
You ain't going to like it. I'll show you.
No, just toe pics.
Three likes. Mind influencer yet? Well, when do I get rich?
Should we start selling pictures of our feet on the internet and make some money?
I mean, you could. Nobody would ever see your face.
That's right. Who do you think makes the most money out of
selling foot pictures?
Out of the dudes.
Is there really a market for dudes to sell pictures of the feet?
Yes. Yeah, guys, I know this market very
well. And it costs more.
For dude?
Yeah.
Do you guys want to try it? I brought this up to you guys in the past before, but you didn't want to do it because you thought you'd get too popular in that scene.
I have got lovely feet.
I
have the ugliest feet on the show.
Do you really?
I think I got athlete's foot.
How much do you think they could go for?
Easy $100 a pop. Maybe
100
more.
Bucks for a picture of my feet?
Oh, yeah.
Let's try it. Let's see who gets the
I want to know who's...
No way.
Come on.
You could sell your underwear for $60. Foot pics are even more.
No, a foot pic's not more than underwear.
Yes.
If it's, do they have to be customized? Do I have to like?
I bet so.
Like,
I'll get a little bedazzled.
Like I spell Chad with my feet, with my toes.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.
All right, here is today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
My brother used to be for sure addicted to. He got off of it, but he talked about like how he had legit withdrawal. So my brother was addicted to something. I'll give you a hint. I don't know if I can give you a hint.
No, you know what he was addicted to.
Yeah, I'll tell you this much. He had headaches, bad headaches when he got off of it.
It wasn't crystal meth.
It was. Do you get headaches when you get off crystal meth?
Yes,
is that how it works? All right. 702-791-1075. First person with the correct answer gets set up with a Fandango gift card, so you can go see the movie of your choice. And speaking of movies, did you guys see that Disney has set a record now with Frozen 2.
Are we shocked by this? I mean, isn't it over $1 billion now?
$1.3 billion.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. No. Well, I went and saw it in the theater with my daughter. Kids. Yeah.
I'm waiting for it to come out on Disney Plus.
What did you think? Did you like it?
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Thought it was okay. Yeah. Not as good as the first.
The thing with the first is that it had so much charm to it because you didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
You know, this one, I think the characters still were good.
It was good. It just wasn't as good. Yeah. You know, and, you know, with that Fandango gift card, if you were the correct caller, you can go see 1917.
When does that come out?
This Friday.
That won a Golden Globe last night.
Best picture. I've been waiting.
It's not even out yet.
Well, it got released in limited release, so it was obviously up for being an Oscar contender. Yeah. But they wanted to give it enough space away from Star Wars because I think we're going into the third or fourth week of Star Wars.
Star Wars still wanted the box office's best.
Still did. Right? Star Wars is damn near $1 billion worldwide. I mean, it's $450 million here in the U.S., so definitely not going to come close to the Force Awakens, which is the all-time leading grossing movie at $930 million here in the U.S. But still, the fact that you can make over $1 billion or $1.5 billion worldwide on one of those movies means there's going to be a lot more. And with Frozen being the highest grossing animated film ever, there's going to be a Frozen 3 without a doubt.
X107.5, good morning. What was my brother addicted to that gave him headaches when he got off?
Mountain Dew.
There you go. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. The best around. That county coffee, as Audrey calls it.
Yeah.
Congratulations to you, man. Enjoy the movie of your choice, okay? Thanks for listening today.
I will tell you this.
Thank you.
There is a special kind of Mountain Dew that they have at KFC. It's called, I think it's called Country.
Peach.
Is that what it was?
It's the Peach Lightning.
I took a drink of it.
Shut up.
I don't think it's called
Peach Lightning.
I don't think it's called Peach
Bossy
Lightning.
Bossy Rossi's
sweet
listening
lightning.
Right now. Oh,
it was
lightning.
So gross.
Sweet I was going to say, lightning. Bossy Rossi is just going to come in here and whop you upside the back of the head, knock some sense
I
in you.
Tried That's it. I was like, some Mountain Dew and some Sweet Lightning, and it was not. I hated it. What?
You're cruising through KFC. You're like, hell yeah, let me get a big gulp of
that sweet lightning.
Because they're like, it's an exclusive only at KFC.
The only Mountain Dew that matters is Baja Blast.
Code Red, warm. Warm Code Red.
Ugh.
I'm walking out the door.
You guys are gross. Quit.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of 1,000 thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. By the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada